Okay. Let's call this meeting to order. And Chuck, will you do the flag salute?
Recording in progress.
Laura, will you take the roll call, please?
Director Sesenia?
Here.
Director Gatchel?
Here.
Director Ohilski?
Present.
Vice President Forcroy? President Womack?
Present.
Okay, so this is a special meeting for a public hearing to receive input from the community regarding the creation of a district-based election system. And I believe we have a presentation.
Yes, we do. Just real quick, I'll do a brief introduction. This is the second of possibly five public hearings that we'll have on the potential of moving to bi-area elections. This is a continuation, really, of our first public hearing on August 5th, where we talked about the pre-map considerations before we get into actually drawing lines on a map. We have our consultant from Cooperative Strategies here, David Lopez, to lead the discussion, and it'll be very similar to the one that we had last month. And with that, let's see if we can bring David on.
I can share my screen here if that makes it easier.
That would be great. Thank you, David.
Okay. So, can you all see this okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, this is a very much similar to the first presentation that was covered last month when I was up there. And there is some preliminary census data, so there is a slide on that. And, you know, this is designed to be just the second of what are called two pre-map hearings where any questions about the process can get asked. And, you know, they'll be followed by two meetings where we cover scenarios and then eventually a meeting where the board votes to adopt the scenario that they want to go with, and that'll be your trustee areas. So I just wanted to start off again, this is going to, a lot of this is going to be similar if you viewed last time, but to give you some background, the California Voting Rights Act took effect in 2003. Again, the idea here is to prohibit the use of at-large elections when such a system disenfranchises, impairs the ability of a protected class to elect candidates of its choice. And protected class in this sense means it's defined in the Federal Voting Rights Act as being a member of a race, ethnic group, or language group, aka historical minority group. And the board here has taken action to adopt a resolution to initiate the transition from at-large elections to bi-area elections. The process itself and the timeline here is still a go. We're here on this second piece right here. At the end of September, we're expecting to have the certified census data certified by the state. We certainly have preliminary data. It's available to a lot of demographers and other agencies, but it is not the final say. So I am going to share some 2020 census data with you, but it's going to be preliminary, so just know that. And assuming that everything goes as planned, and maybe we even get it earlier than the end of September, then we're on target to go to the October 7th board meeting with the first scenarios to discuss. Following that is a month later, the second public hearing on the voting scenarios at board on November 4th, with the intention that on December 2nd, the board can vote on the scenarios that have been selected. In the months of December to January, we will send the final voting area map to the county registrar of voters, and that will give you a nice timeline so that the first election can be held utilizing these voting areas for November 2022 elections. Again, the considerations that go into this, the first two on the left are the most important. They have to be honored. That is where we have to break down the trustee areas by population. They have to be within 10% from the smallest to largest. So, and I'll cover that and what the ideal amount should be in the next slides. And the second piece is you have to draw this to comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act. And the other five pieces here, we try to do as much as possible in that you have contiguous compact boundaries, you follow man-made or natural geographical features, you respect communities of interest, which you know, the board and the community would highlight what that is, because we don't necessarily get that from the census data. Whenever possible, we respect incumbency, and then there's other local considerations which might go into this and which we would require feedback from you all on. Now, here's the 2010 data that we had originally. In fact, let me see here if I have updated data, but I think it's in another slide here. So this is the 2010 census data that we had, and you had a little bit less than you have with the 2020 data. Again, it's preliminary, but what we're looking at right here is about 14,095 people. So you've had an increase of about 207 folks in this area. And then over here, the age 18 and over has changed to 11,640. So there's 235 more in this area. So this is all preliminary. This is actually the 2010. I'm trying to see where my 2020 slide went. It's essentially this number here is 14,095. So it's a little bit higher than you had 10 years ago. And I would say that that's probably typical, because we have some areas where it's showing that population has declined, others where it's grown rapidly. So once we get that all solidified and the state certifies it, we'll be able to produce the scenarios. In the event that information does not come out as planned by the state, we can still move forward with the board dates we selected, because we'll just go off the data that we have. But we're really expecting it to be certified by then. The voting age population estimates, this doesn't change. It's called CVAP data, and it's from this date range, 2015 to 2019. We're going to look at that to make sure that there is, just consistency in the application of the Federal Voting Rights Act is honored. The population count is what determines the breakup of the trustee area districts that we draw by population, but this is used to make sure that we ensure that the Federal Voting Rights Act is being complied with. And then again, how should the lines be drawn? We look at geographical features, we get your feedback. Sometimes there's some delineations that make sense, or where to do it, or to keep certain boundaries on this side or that side, but we draw it based on feedback we get and by natural elements here that we see that make sense as far as the population goes. And then during these pre-map public hearings, these are the type of questions we get, or we can field. You know, people say, I want to keep neighborhood X and Y together in the same voting area. Not so much for a community service district, but if this were a school district, they'd say we want elementary schools in each boundary, or they want some kind of feature in each trustee area. So we certainly are open to hearing that. Other things that happen are folks say, well, we want, Los Osos Valley Road is a delineating factor. We want something south of South Bay Boulevard. Or makes sense to draw the boundaries here and here because it keeps these communities together, provides a better representation of our community. So we welcome all that feedback that happens in this process. And then that said, we hope to come back right here with the first scenarios. So we're here now. We'll have several scenarios for the board to decide upon and the community to look at. That's slated for the October 7th board. But at this point, I just wanted to see if there's any questions. I know this is the same presentation as we did last time with a few updates. But did anyone have any questions or comments?
All right. Does anyone from the board have any questions or comments? I think we asked most of our questions last time, but let's open it up for public comment.
If you'd like to make a public comment,
please raise your hand, or if you're on your phone, dial star 9. There's no public comment.
Okay, I guess we have no more questions or comments. Is that, that's all we're doing? What's that?
Public comment for nothing on the agenda.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's next. Thank you for your presentation. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in October.
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Okay. Next, we have public comments for items not on the agenda.
If you'd like to make a public comment and you're on your phone, please dial star 9. And if you're on your computer, please raise your hand. There's no public comment at this time.
Okay, quick meeting. Do we have any closing board comments?
A couple things. This is a serious issue, but it's... What's that?
It's on.
It's a serious issue, and of course we have to pay attention to the federal the guidelines and the things we're trying to achieve here. It's been a serious issue in some communities. I don't know if it will be here. I guess the only thing that I've heard of that I can think of in favor of going by district voting is that it might lower the cost of a person trying to run. You're targeting a lesser area. It hasn't been much of an issue lately because we haven't had many people running, but when elections were spirited around here and you had to cover the whole community, it was a lot of signs. And that's the only thing that's come to mind in all the discussion that we've heard. The other comment that I would like to remind everyone is it's my annual September slow down. The kids are back in school. The bicycles are back out. Let's not drive so fast on our way to work in the morning. Let's be careful. I mean, that's a year-round message, but especially right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. That's always good to keep in mind. I appreciate it. Having a school-age child, so. Do you have any comments? Or all right, well, I'd like to thank everyone for being here, and thank you to the board, and thank you to the staff. And we had our first hybrid meeting.
Hybrid meeting. Do you want to remind everyone we do have a meeting next Thursday night on September 9th with a very full agenda, so we hope people come back and participate.
Yes, regular board meeting next Thursday. All right, thank you. Meeting adjourned.